Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Manford. Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're well this Sunday morning. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning.
Morning, fella. How's it going?
I'm all right, yeah. What are you doing for the half-term little bit now? You know that when we're trying to record a radio show, what are your kids doing? Just out of curiosity.
My kid, we've been doing crafting, Steve.
That's very good. They're doing that now without you?
I've left them to it. We obviously record the show a couple of days before, so it's not yet Halloween yet.
Yeah, no, it's not yet now.
So
You've been crafting for Halloween, have you?
I've been crafting for Halloween. I've done that thing where I went too big, Steve, and I'm not an artistic man.
No.
So basically, we've got a party on Saturday night. Last night, obviously, and I had the idea that we'd get like a photo booth. Thought it might be quite a fun thing to have.
Good idea,
Their outfits and stuff. And the photo booth came, it was reasonably priced. But then they were like, "Oh, do you want a backboard behind it?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Okay, yeah, maybe that might make sense. So it's not just the wall."
Yeah,
and it was like 400 quid or something. I was like, nah, I'll make my own.
Oh.
Anyway, I've regretted that decision ever since.
Of course you have, yeah. Yeah.
What am I doing, Steve?
So what have you put on your backboard?
Well, I'm going to send it to you on our little group now because I actually went full Tony Hart on this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I've just sent it to you on our little group. As everyone can hear, because I've not got my phone on silent.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty good. I like that. Ooh, spooky house on a hill.
Spooky house on a hill.
Four funny-looking bats, but bats. I can see that they're bats.
They are bats.
Massive heads. Bats. That head.
Well,
those wings would not support that head. I'm just telling you now.
Well, do you know what I've got, though? I just bought some googly eyes.
Yeah. Oh, that changes everything.
So I think when I put googly eyes on them, you'll see that they're like cartoon bats. They're not supposed to be like... To scale,
yeah. A little spider's web on the floor and the back of one of the paintings there, which is quite nice.
There's a spider web.
You do know that's there. That's not just you need to clean your house.
No, it's a fake one, yeah. So that's what I've been doing. That board is 7 foot.
I can see your feet are in the last shot. Is that for scale?
Yeah.
See how big it is.
It's massive.
What planet is that? Is that the moon? Is that like a...
That is the moon, yeah.
I mean, I'm colourblind. Is that like an orange?
Yeah, I've made it a bit orangey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's very good.
Thanks,
very
mate. Good. I mean, in all the years you've known me, have I ever painted a picture?
No, that's very good. Very good.
Never. So, but I did that thing where I said to my youngest, who's five, why don't we do it? And he calls us the Craft Bros.
Craft Bros.
And we go to Hobbycraft and we make a day of it sort of thing and go for it. But this, because this is going to be used in photos, I got to that point where I was like, no, you paint. You just paint in the bottom end there.
But they won't see.
Yeah, basically. Like, you paint down there and I'm up there like shading in the moon.
Yeah, very good. The way that the light just sort of dissipates into the night sky is great. It's really
good.
Thanks,
mate. Thank you.
You've done a good job.
I'm certainly getting a lot more respect off you than I am off my wife.
What did she say? Not happy with that?
No. I think she's more bothered about the amount of time it's taken and the space it's taken up in the kitchen.
Oh, no, but it's very special. You can put that in storage. You put that in storage. You get that every year, that.
Do you know what I mean? Do you think Jackson Pollock's wife is going, a mess in here?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess in here. When are you going to cook tea? You know what I mean? No, he didn't have that, did he?
Can't you get it just on the actual canvas? It's everywhere, man.
You have to throw it everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like a blooming Jackson Pollock. There you go.
That's how I started. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, crafting. But I'm into it. I love a bit of crafting. You know when you're at the shop and they say, can we have your email for whatever they want your email address for?
Yeah, and you go, yeah, of course, yeah. Contact me anytime you need anything.
Yeah. Well, usually I say no, so I think, oh, I'll get enough crap. And they go, it's 10% off. I go, is it worth it to give up my email freedom? You know, it's 10% this time. If you'd have told me at the beginning of the shop, I might have been able to capitalise on that 10%. But Hobbycraft, I've signed up, got the app and everything.
You got a loyalty card? Do they have a loyalty card scheme?
Yeah, 15% off I got.
Oh, you're in there. You're Mr. Hobbycraft. I'll have to find out who my nearest one is.
Mate, I'm telling you, I'm a craft guy now.
I left my son downstairs watching Twister.
Watching or playing?
Watching.
Because if he's playing it, that's really sad. Trying to spin it.
No, he has got a bean bag that he flings around the room going, there's a Twister!
So he film does play Twister.
While watching. Yeah, the film Twister. It's only a PG, right. So all right, it's fine.
I wasn't questioning you.
Mild peril, I think it says.
Yeah. Well, he's seen Jurassic Park, hasn't he? That's terrifying. So. To me, but obviously, if you're into dinosaurs, it's exciting, isn't it? When a Tyrannosaurus comes around the corner,
yeah, it's lovely.
He's well into it. Has it been a tough half term, Steve?
It's been all right, actually. It's been the other one's not been still had his jabs, not been great, so it's been all right. He's been a dream, the older one, you know. Right. He's got the two front teeth that have fallen out, so you know, he looks very Halloween. He's very
he's ready,
gone for the part. In every picture, he's smiling with the teeth missing. So it's been all right.
Oh, bless him. Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, my kids get 2 weeks half term, Steve.
Oh, dear. So you're only halfway through, are you?
Yeah, essentially. We've got another week next week. And then I'm doing this job at the moment where I'm on someone else's schedule. So I thought I had 2 days off next week. And I was like, we're going to go Alton Towers. And then they changed the schedule. Last minute, and then now I'm not. Now I've got to go in, so that was pretty disappointing for all concerned. So we've not done loads, if I'm honest, but we've done a bit. We went bowling the other night.
That's good. Bowling's always a good one.
Can't go wrong with bowling. But do you find with bowling, one game isn't enough, but two games is too many.
Too much. Yeah, you start to get halfway through, you get a bit bored, don't you? You need a game and a half. Yeah, you need a game and a half.
Yeah, they should advertise that. Game and a half of bowling. We'd do it up to 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 15 bowls. Because it's just too much. We actually stopped in the end. Daughter hurt a finger. My shoulder was going. I thought, oh, gosh. It's too long. It's too long.
Too long.
Bowling. We did it about that. And then we got into the arcades, which they have at, we went to the place, where did we go? Oh, in Didsbury in Manchester.
Yeah.
Went into the arcades there. And they, and that's another 20 quid a kid gone.
Yeah, easy.
Unbelievable. And they just take it as like, this is what we're doing. 20 quid a kid and it lasts about 4 minutes.
Oh, don't know they're born. They're born.
I wouldn't mind. Like two of my daughters, they play on those on the games, you know, machines. They play. They get on those motorbikes.
And stuff you've not got at home.
Yeah, stuff you haven't got. My son, he just plays that grabbing machine where he's trying to win a teddy bear. Yeah,
you never win. You never win as well. It grabs it. It lets go. What's the system? I don't know what it is.
It's an absolute swizz, Steve. But saying that, he has got a knack for it. I'd say he wins one every time, but it cost him the 20 quid to win, what, a £4
essentially
bear?
Essentially, it's a £4 bear, You can't explain all that to them at that age. You know.
No, economics. And,
no, it's pointless.
No, but it keeps him occupied. It's all good. But yeah, we've done as much as we can do. I really want to go. I'll tell you what, there is in Manchester now. There's a thing called Chaos Karts. Have a look on Instagram if you get a second.
Yeah.
And it's like real life Mario Kart.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I think the floor, the track, is massive, is like a huge LED screen, essentially.
It's just got all the arrows pointing. You know where
arrows
you've got
to go and pointing.
Stuff.
You get like little speed boosters. You can drop like bombs behind you for someone to crash into and then they spin out and stop.
Wow.
I know, how good does that sound?
Right, it sounds good. I'll have to look at this.
Yeah, trying to get in though. I mean, it was obviously hammered all the while during half term. I'm going to try that next week when we get a chance. But that looks wicked. I fancy a bit of that. And then the other thing we did is we went to see Trolls twice.
We're going to see that today. That's what this afternoon is.
Well, let me tell you, it's all right once, but it's not a film you watch 3 days later with two other different children.
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Trolls films. So
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. I think this one sits in between, to be honest. I think it's not quite Trolls 1.
No.
But it's better than Trolls 2.
Yeah, that's the rock one, wasn't it? Trolls 2.
The rock one, yeah. It was all right. It was fine. But this one, you know, it's sort of like the opposite of the Godfather trilogy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one, 3 is actually better than 2, which is unusual. So,
yeah.
Recommended for 4 stars from our show this morning.
From a parent.
Questions for Steve. All right, so this is from Robin and Emma Hirschfield, who are, it says, in Eastbourne, and it says, just down the road from Steve.
Yeah, not far.
Hi, Jason and Steve. My wife and I are big fans of the show and love listening to you both every week.
Good.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's nice, yeah.
Our question for Steve is this. How many times is it okay to go for a wee in the night when you're in your 40s? Is more than once acceptable, or is that frowned upon until at least 60? We look forward to your reply. Many thanks, Robin and Emma.
Oh, I mean, it depends what you've drank before you've gone to bed, really. I think that has a bearing on, doesn't it?
Your nighttime raise? Well, let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Do you and your wife go to bed at the same time?
Yes.
Like more often than not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's not one of you sat down. I'm just going to watch the end of this and then I'll come up.
No, right. We're always waiting together. I mean, last night she was watching something and I went, I'm just going to have a little nap on the sofa here.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a little half an hour cheeky. You know those sofa naps, the ones, I think sofa naps, you know, when it comes over you and you feel like you're going. You can't control it. That's the strongest, the nap energy there. You know, like in films when people get shot and stuff and they go, stay with me. And they go, and they're blacking out. That's what a sofa nap feels like. Yeah. You can't control, you know, you go in and you really want to watch this thing you're watching, but you can't. And I love a sofa nap. My wife's one of them. Hey, you going to sleep? She's one of them. I'm like,
I hate that.
No,
it's. I think that's one of them. You know, when they say like you shouldn't wake up like a hibernating tortoise, you could kill it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, let's sleep your dogs lie, but yeah, tortoise, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is that as well.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that guy. That's how dangerous it is.
Yeah, I would. If she goes, I go, I'll let her have half an hour.
Agreed.
I want to watch now.
I'm the same. What I do is I turn the volume down, like gradually.
Yeah.
Then I select what I want to watch.
Yeah, that's
it. Or if she's not lying on me, I can get the PlayStation on it in just
in time. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good system.
And then I just put the volume back up a little bit. So it's not like jarring to her sleeping.
Yeah, but also sometimes you need the controller, the volume and the controller, because sometimes the whistle going off of a free kick on FIFA.
How'd you turn that off?
I don't know, but sometimes I've turned the volume right down on the telly to have a sneaky game, and then a whistle goes off. Oh, my God, it scares the life out of you.
Yeah, I've had that as well, yeah.
What's acceptable? Yeah, it depends what you've drank. I mean, if you've gone to bed and you've had like, you know, half a bottle
of wine. I
will say,
by the way, just on the nap thing, I think people who wake you up from a nap on the sofa are the same people that when you go into one of them daytime stares, like do that in front of your face, like with their hands.
Do you know what? Right? I can go one better than that. My wife does a thing. When I yawn, you know when you yawn, you close your eyes.
Oh, no.
She puts her finger between my teeth. So we're like, when I come down, it like ruins the end of the yawn.
Oh, no. That's awful. It's awful.
These are all things I'm putting on the list for credits for divorce. Waking me up on the settee, putting a finger between my teeth when I'm in a mid yawn.
Microaggressions, though.
Yeah,
that's just what they are.
They are. Yeah,
we'll touch on it in a couple of weeks' time. Maybe we'll do it today. I don't know. I had like a micro argument with my wife the other day that made me realise that there's a point in marriage where, like, at the very beginning of a relationship, if she says, oh, that's a nice jumper, you wear it every day to please her. And then there's a point where it turns when she says she doesn't like a jumper and you wear it every day.
Just to annoy her.
To annoy her.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weird flip.
Yeah, you know you're doing it. It's not a big thing, but you're still doing it.
Oh, you're well aware. You're well aware.
Yeah.
The answer to your question, Robin and Emma, is you go to, well, I mean, it's like the old joke, isn't it? That I'm regular as clockwork. I'm 90 years old and I still have a wee at 5 a.m. every morning, whether I'm awake or not.
Yeah, I get up at six.
Yeah, exactly. In your 40s, I'd say if you've gone before you go to bed, I think.
Yeah. I think you're allowed
really
one.
You need to go again, but once maybe, yeah.
Hmm.
My problem is my ankle wakes her up.
What? Does it make a clicking noise like
clicking
something Resident
I've got
Evil?
A clicky ankle, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, because of my knee, my knee's clicking now as well.
What's that?
So I've got. That's what it's like.
Are you
then.
Up? Sorry, I was trying to get to the toilet.
Are you watching West Side Story?
Yeah. Is that Sammy Davis Jr. on the YouTube?
So I've got to leave my Crocs next to my bed to elevate me my heel so I can walk
ankle.
In silence.
There you go.
The toilet.
That's good.
So,
wow, it's a good system.
Yeah, it's the only way I can get away with it because it's that loud, Steve. One day I will record the click for the radio because it is nuts. So I say once is acceptable. Mm. More than once, I'd maybe see a doctor maybe because that seems too many times.
Mm. Yeah, could be. Depends what you're drinking then.
Mm. I've been having the fear this week. I've had a couple of nightmares because my tour went on sale last week. And thank you very much for all the people who've bought tickets. That's always very nice of you. Thank you. I can't wait to see you next year. But my brain, at night, likes to pretend that the gig is now.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the anxiety dream that comedians have. Yeah.
Yeah. The gig is now, and you've not written the show.
So just to picture the dream. So you're like backstage and somebody's going, right, just one, two, yeah, mic's all working, right, so
going,
they're all out
what's
there.
What's this?
What? This is Wembley Arena. It's the end of the tour, start of the tour.
I'm not ready. No, I've only written a couple of ideas about like psychopath children and funny things your mum says.
Well, it's 25 past seven, so you're on in 5 minutes. That's it, yeah? And then you wake up.
Yeah.
Thank you, my children. What? You all right? Just going to go to the toilet.
Bumblebees, I have to bring that back.
Clicking his way to the toilet.
Clicking, yeah. Oh, God.
So you're still in the process of, like, smashing it all together?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just...
Are you before that bit?
It's not going together. It's just me writing down ideas. But it's fun, actually. It's a nice... It has its moments of, like, a bit of, like... Sometimes a whoosh of like, oh my God, comes over you. But actually, you have to remind yourself that you've done this six times, six tours. And
yeah, you work better under pressure, don't you? That's what everybody does, don't they?
And every one of them has been better than the last. So so I'm really excited.
That can't last forever, can it?
No, at some point it will have to come down.
That's just for 3 o'clock in the morning. I've left you that for 3 o'clock in the morning. Just wake up like, that can't last forever, can it?
But do you know what? That is one of my fears about the tour because the end of the last tour, we managed to get from, obviously it was post-lockdown, managed to get from that into talking about songs, like things you remember at primary school because of homeschooling.
Yeah, Assembly Bangers. Yeah.
Assembly Bangers, which we'd done a little bit on the radio, which I then sort of developed and got that DJ to make that brilliant record that we ended up releasing for charity and it was just such a wicked end to the show.
Yeah,
all I'm
that?
Thinking of is all I've got. What do you do this time when all you've got is jokes at the end?
Yeah, well, tap dance,
mate. Well, I can do that with just my ankle.
That's what I mean. You only need one shoe.
Yeah, I'll just put it on ankle.
Put it on the foot without the clicky thing, and then you can click with one. People go, you can do it in the air. People go, how's he even doing this? He's clicking, and his foot's not even on the ground.
That might be the way forward. But if you want to come and see the show, it will be great fun, and it's always lovely to have you. There's a few warm-up dates that will go on sale at some point in smaller venues. But at the moment, the arena's on sale. So have a little look at my website, jasonmanford.com.
Manford.
Now, Steve, I'm going to be honest with you here because, you know, that's what this show is all about, okay? So, and I know I won't be judged, okay? Anyway, the other day, we were going out to a kid's birthday party.
Right.
With our kids.
Yeah. Not on your own.
That would be weird. And it was over in Liverpool. We were going to see a llama farm. I think. Yeah, like, alpacas, one of the two.
Everyone likes, yeah.
Llama farmer. They're sort of similar. But anyway, it was a lovely place. I'll find out the name for it in a minute and post it online because it was really lovely. We were going for our friend Big D on Dublin for his daughter's birthday. So we were going down there, and going to a llama farm with D on Dublin. I am very slowly turning into Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
It was a lovely day. Anyway, a lovely day. It was all lots of fun. But before we got there, in the morning, I was getting ready to go. Everyone was dressed, ready to go. And there was a moment where I put on some aftershave.
Right.
That I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was getting ready nearby. And she came in and she went, oh, what are you wearing that one for?
I don't like it. Okay.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what happens in a man's mind. Every so often. Most of the time, I am so placid. I ask, is it all right if I go out with Dave and I ask it, and then every so often, a little like a bit from caveman like times
I will comes into do my head. What I want. What? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. Ask you. I'm not going to ask for permission. I will just do it. I don't know where this guy comes from, but he keeps getting in trouble.
I don't know if I like him, but anyway, carry on.
I don't like him. He's not fun. Well, he actually is fun. That's the problem.
That's the problem. He's too much fun.
Yeah. And I just, for some reason, just got it. I just got it a bee in my bonnet where I was a bit like, how dare you?
Criticise my aftershave.
It's what I want to smell like.
It's your smell, isn't it?
It's my smell.
Was it Hugo Boss? Because that's your scent, your rules, isn't it? I mean, if it was Hugo Boss.
No, Steve, this is what's going to get you even more on my side. It was Creed, Steve.
Okay, well, I'm very much on your side.
And which that one is your favourite.
Which one was it? Do you remember which one it was?
It was, it's in a white bottle.
Oh, I don't know what that one is.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called now. It's been so long ago since I bought it because I've not used it, Steve, have I?
No, because you didn't like it.
No, because I didn't like it. Okay. So, anyway, I put it on and then she sort of gave it the smell.
Turned her nose up.
What's that sort of thing?
Turned her nose up at the oldest perfumiers in the world.
Yeah. I knew you'd be on side when I mentioned what the brand was. Yeah. He loves a Creed, Steve.
If he said Joe Malone, I'd have totally been on her side.
So Steve, she went downstairs and I...
Just doused yourself in it, did you?
That
everywhere.
That would be the way that you would think I would go. No, Steve, what I did, even though we were already having to leave at that moment and we were going to be late for this kid's party, I got undressed and into the shower. What? And
Wash the Creed. Wash about 15 quid's worth of Creed off you.
Off me. Then I put the Creed in the bin, Steve.
Oh, what?
With all my...
Who is this guy? I prefer the caveman guy now. Who's this guy?
Who is this guy? But like in a total mood, like a sassy mood.
Yeah. You rub some like dirty egg all over you and stuff.
Like just muttering under my breath.
Smell like something else.
Muttering the whole time. And the thing was that even in the shower, as I was doing it, I knew I was being an idiot.
Yeah.
Scrappy. I knew I was being an idiot.
Yeah.
And yet I was still doing it. And then there was even a moment where I thought, oh, she's going to come back upstairs a minute, see what I'm doing. And I don't know what I was expecting to happen.
No, I don't know what you expected either. But
she never came back up, so she never even saw this process. No. I was just doing it by myself. And eventually she saw and she was like shaking her head like, idiot. Yeah. Anyway, I got in the car and about 20 minutes into the journey, I apologised. And then when I got home, I took my aftershave out of the bin.
Yeah. Just use that when you're going out on your own.
Yeah, clear. Well, I'll just
put that in the travel bag now, leave it in there.
I may as well. There's no point in being at home, is there? But anyway, and then we were late for the llama farm and then I couldn't really tell anybody the real reason till now.
And the llamas were all just spitting at you because you smelt weird. You didn't smell a Creed.
So my question was, have you ever gone overboard in an argument?
Yeah.
Have you gone a bit extra in an argument, whether it was you or the person you were around with? So obviously I've popped it on social media. I've got lots of answers for this week. If this is a topic that rings true for you, do feel free to email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. What about you then, Steve? I can think of a couple of instances now.
I can't. I don't think. I can't. I've completely. They've gone from my mind. What microaggressions?
Go on. Well, like when you've gone a bit extra, like what about like leaving the house in the freezing cold?
No, I did it in the heat. It was in
Gozo.
The
heat, sorry.
It was when Sam was pregnant with the youngest now. Mm. So it was last year and we had a row about something and it was like midday and I stormed out and it was, it was midday. It was 46 degrees outside. That's right. There was no trees. Gozo's not a lot of trees, you know, on the main bit. She was in the aircon. At a lovely, like, 18 degrees. I just went straight back in within 5 minutes. Let's not argue. It's not worth it, is it? It's more important things than being right. Forget it. Come on. Standing under the... Put that on tilt. Put it on tilt. Yeah, no.
Yeah. It just happens, doesn't it, sometimes? That's just...
Yeah.
It's like you said, we're going to put it down to misplaced passion. So all these people... Yeah. Who sent us messages.
So just out of curiosity, the people who sent us stuff in, is it mainly men, mainly women, or a mixture of both?
What do you reckon, Steve?
A mixture of both, maybe.
100% female, I would say. 100% okay. Women, and straight women as well. Who've
so the bloke's just forgotten they've done it or don't want to admit to it?
Either they don't want to admit that they've done it, which is true to form, or they're just a bit cleverer and gone, I am not putting this on the internet where I know my wife also follows Jason Manford.
Or at the time they did it, they were gaslighting their wife then as well, going, what do you mean putting aftershave on? Haven't put more aftershave on? Haven't had a shower? They were doing that.
Yeah.
So like they're still carrying on the fact that it never happened. It was all in their head. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So let's rattle through some of these. Tanya says... Jason, this is 100% true. We all do something a bit extra, but nothing could beat my granddad back in the day.
Okay, so this is a bloke who's done something here.
Yeah,
okay.
she's grassing this guy up. Yeah, what this grass. Is unreal.
Okay.
So rarely do we start at number 10.
Okay, but we have.
But we're just going for it. My granddad got into such a massive fight with my grandma that he stormed out the house, went and signed up to the Merchant Navy. And when he and came back 3 days later as World War II was just announced, he was gone for 6 months.
Oh, dear. He's not thought that through, has he?
He's not thought... I mean, imagine signing up for the Merchant Navy. Right, I'm out of here. And you've not picked up a paper over the last few weeks.
Yeah, right, the Navy, that'll be safe, won't it? Well, there's nothing wrong with the seas, is there? That'll be absolutely fine.
Tanya says, if anyone needs to know where the family temper comes from, it's right there.
I'd like to see him coming back in 3 days later going, right, forget about it, with the little sailor's uniform on, with the hat on a cocked angle, and then just picking up the paper and going, oh, what? Britain declares war with Germany. Oh.
Right.
Right, I've seen 6 months.
Ethel, I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah, I've got a lovely uniform. What's the bad news?
You're not going to see it.
You're going to see it.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Lindsay has emailed. She says, I make my hubby a pat lunch every day.
Okay.
He made his sandwiches himself.
That's exactly what I thought of that joke as well. Straight away where I went as well, just jumped off the top of the building site. I don't understand it, he made his own sandwiches every day.
Classic gag. One day he had ham and cheese sarnies. He obviously thought I'd been a bit stingy with the cheese and text me, saving money on cheese, are we? Oh my God. How many the balls on this guy.
How many question marks? A couple of dots.
Yeah. Wow. That's like my dad when he makes him a cup of tea, you know, cow on strike, is it?
Go on, straight, a little bit of milk, yeah. That.
Yeah. Saving money on cheese, are we?
It's the are we that does it.
Are we?
Saving money on cheese, are we?
I said nothing, but a week later I did the same sarnies with a whole block of cheese in there. So wide he couldn't even get his mouth around it. Therefore,
yeah, you can't eat that.
No.
It's inedible.
She said, I did win that one, but what a waste of a good cheese.
He didn't respond. He didn't say, all right.
Touche, my love. Touché.
I'd have come back with saving money on ham, are we? That's what I'd have come back with.
Gosh, the absolute gall of the fella. Someone's making my sandwiches. I don't
criticise the amount on there, no.
Absolutely not. Claire Ferguson says, my other half made a sarcastic comment that we had no baked beans or chickpeas, and that surely they are a household staple, and how could they possibly be none? So I went to Asda and I filled the trolley up with baked beans and chickpeas, and I took them home and put them in the boot of his car because there was too many to fit in the cupboard.
Boot of his car. He never asked for them to be in the boot of his car.
No, but that's there was too much.
That's
fit me.
Yeah. No, I know.
Unbelievable.
Well, I think the if you opened a cupboard and it was like top to bottom just beans, and then she stood behind going happy now,
happy. And what I will say is, I understand the baked bean being a staple of the cupboard, but the chickpeas.
Yeah, but what's the other one? Chickpeas.
Chickpeas. No, we've got two cans of chickpeas in there, and they've been to every house we've been to.
You just move around.
Yeah, they just come with us each time. Chickpeas are not a staple.
No.
Natalie Clark says, I once had an argument with my fella and we were giving each other the cold shoulder. I came upstairs to relax on my own and brought some snacks I'd got from the shop earlier. I sat on the sofa and couldn't for the life of me get the TV to work. Finally managed by changing the remote batteries, sat down, opened my drink and it went everywhere. Next day, after we'd made up, he told me he'd flipped the batteries round and shaken up my drink.
What? Oh, my Lord.
Mate.
Right, I just want to go upstairs and have a bit of time on my own, my drink. All right. Shake, flip the battery. Enjoy yourself. Have a nice time watching the Kardashians.
My God, the shaking up the drink things one. I mean, all of that, as he was doing it, he must have been thinking, what am I doing? I'm a grown man.
Was he literally, he was listening downstairs, just like, or just outside the door, just waiting for the, hearing the little ring pull. Oh, my God. He's just like, ha, ha, ha.
Gotcha. Aral says, I didn't drive and my husband was moaning about giving me a lift. I was in a huff, especially since he was making plans to pick up his mate later. So I decided to hide the car keys. And when he asked where they were, I said they could be down the drains or anywhere, so we'd better get looking. I then messaged his friend and said he'll probably be late if I have to get the bus. So do you.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Well, depends when the plans were made, weren't they? If he's made plans already.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, that. Also, learn to drive, maybe. Get your own independence. Maybe. My dad doesn't drive, even now.
No.
Just won't do
it. Never fancied it?
No, just won't do it. And my mum does all the driving, but it works in his favour because it means he just, nobody asks him to do anything.
Yeah, and you're never the designated driver.
No one can always have a drink, yeah. Debbie Moore says, I went on strike with my husband and refused to wash his clothes or cook for him because he wouldn't cook for one night. But I only lasted 2 days.
That's a strong word, isn't it?
I went on strike, I know.
All out. Oh, it's just me. Right.
But if you think about it, like, when do we want it? Whenever we want, it's only me.
Yeah.
If you think about, I mean, I know we live in different times now.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's not necessarily a housewife and a, you know, husband at work and all that sort of stuff. But if everybody who was, like, doing the housework, essentially, and the and all that, actually went on strike.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the country would grind to a halt, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
More than any other industry, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'd still be working. There'd still be the agricultural jobs and the, you know, the office jobs. They'd still be being done, but everyone's house would be a tip.
That's what I mean.
No one would be eating.
Productivity would be low.
Yeah, because that would affect morale.
Ringing in sick. I can't come in today, you know, because whatever, childcare, I'm starving, all these things.
I've had 400 cans of beans. That's all I've eaten. I can't. There's no food in this house. I can't find a cat.
It is funny, though, when
I'm joining the Navy. Forget this. We used to get a meal.
And you sign up to the Navy, the first meal's chickpeas. You're like, yeah. Kelly Knight says, I can't remember what he did to upset me so much, but years ago I made up.
Can't even remember what it was.
And she's even put in inverted commas, made up with my husband by running him a bubble bath that I had taken a full wee in.
Oh.
I mean, I will say one thing, Steve, and there's a reason I think some of the men aren't telling us about these stories, because if a lot of these stories were men, you'd be like, right, you need to get rid of him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
gaslighting
you.
Yeah, he's an awful person. He's a control freak. Yeah. If a fella had said that one, She wanted a little bath, and I did a little wee in it.
Yeah, you'd be like,
right.
I reported your number to the police.
Like, I'm sending someone round.
Katrina says, I once threw my hairdryer across the room and the cable unwound in midair and the plug smacked me in the forehead.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's fair enough.
That's karma, isn't it?
Yeah. Emma says, although I bet it was still his fault.
Yeah, of course it was. Because he was the one who wrapped the cord round. Yeah. He wrapped it the wrong way. If he'd done it the other way around, it wouldn't have flung off. But it did. Idiot.
Emma says, my husband and I had a row years ago and he hates humming, so I got out of the bed, stood in the corner of the room and hummed. It was really weird at the time, but it just felt like the right thing to do.
It's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Really, really passive aggressive.
That is really... What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What tune is this? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrifying.
Emma says, I once argued with my then partner about him playing on FIFA all the time, so I hid it and then made a ransom note if he ever wanted it back. I cut out the letters for the newspaper and everything.
Oh, that's good.
That's another level, isn't
it? Very good, yeah.
I have a weird relationship with the PlayStation because my wife clearly hates it, but often she's going to bed anyway or like not there. Like, it's not like she sat next to me and I go, I'm just having a quick game of this instead of hanging out with you. Like,
yeah, she's going to bed anyway.
She's got to bed, or she, you know, she's, or I've come in late and everyone's in bed already. Like, but it's a weird. I don't know where that comes from. That sort of.
I've sort of got to the point with a couple of things lately as well. FIFA being one of them, where I know it's not called that anymore, and Twitter's not called Twitter anymore. But I can't be bothered to change my
words. I'm not calling it X and what's it called? EA24.
I don't know what it's called. I'm just going to say FIFA and Twitter. Is that all right? Am I that guy?
I think that's fine. I don't know what those things are called. I agree. I'm not into that. I'm not into that at all. Right, let's have one last one, shall we? Laura Quayle says, I was at a bike rally with my boyfriend at the time. On the last day, we had a massive row about something. Mm. A lot of these arguments, people can't even remember what they are. Doesn't that tell you everything?
Yeah, that tells you how important the argument was in the first place, doesn't it? Yeah.
I had his keys in my pocket, so I launched them into a patch of brambles.
Motorbikes. Sorry, motorbikes. I thought cycles. Keys? But yeah.
Motorbikes, yeah.
Right.
And then I got a lift home with my mate. He never found them and had to get another mate to put the bike in his van and take him home. Not that he could get in when he got home because his flat keys were on the same key ring. So he had to come round to my house and get the spare one, which I thoughtfully left on my front doorstep so I wouldn't have to speak to him.
Oh, dear. I can't remember what the argument was about.
Can't even remember what the argument's about. That is very telling.
I mean, how can you have an argument on a bike? You're just driving, aren't you? And it's loud.
I guess it was a bike rally, so maybe they were watching. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But I know what you mean. And it's because, interestingly, like for me, I can't go to sleep on an argument. I just can't do it.
No.
Even if it's just a case of going, right, I'm just going to work out an apology, even though I think I'm not really that wrong, but I'm just.
But just so you can all go to sleep, and you know.
I can't do it, Steve. What if you just didn't wake up? That's what I worry about.
I think you grow. I think that's the sort of thing you talk when you're a kid, isn't you? Never go bad in an argument.
Well,
you know?
My wife, crikey,
always got to work on an egg. All those things.
Yeah, all that. She can quite clearly just. She's gone. Not a problem.
Conscience.
And
not,
I can sit
not a
there
conscience.
3 hours. Yeah, exactly. I just sit there 3 hours humming to myself.
Not worth it. Not worth it. Not worth humming to yourself.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Couple of weeks with no controversy. It's quite nice, isn't it?
We've done well, haven't we? It's been nice.
The facts have been good. There's been a lot of talk on Twitter about some people rigging the system and getting more than one cup.
Yeah.
But I mean, we can't oversee that.
That's
if someone's using fake
morals.
Names and stuff, that's it.
I think we should put one of them signs up like they have in building sites, you know, where they say it's been 45 days without an accident.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's not, but it wouldn't be that impressive at the moment. It's been about 16 days.
16 days with no fact controversy.
Yeah.
Let's find out this week.
Although, what do I say when you ring me every Sunday? You ring me every Sunday. What's the first
thing? I ring him at like midday on a Sunday when I'm sort of taking my son to football or whatever. And every time he goes, I ring, answers, he goes, what's happened? Have we been cancelled?
I think something's happened. You always ring during when the show's on, and I'm like, oh, something's happened.
What have I said? I know, but that's the problem. That one time we got a complaint, and then and now it just plays on our mind sometimes. Mm,
that's it now.
One time we got grassed on. If you want to join in, jasonabsoluteradio.co.uk, and you can win yourself an amazing Jason Manford Show mug. This week's fact starts with James Ling, who says St. Peter's School in York is the only place in England that does not celebrate Bonfire Night as a show of respect for their former pupil.
Oh, Guido Fawkes. Yeah, really? I knew he was York because I remember doing the theatre there and they've got a big thing about him. So I knew he was from York because he's one of their alumni. They do, all right, Burning, our alumni, stop doing that so they don't celebrate. It's good to know, isn't it?
That is good, actually. That's a, and also, we're coming up to November the 5th, aren't we, next week? So,
yeah.
That is good.
That is a good fact. What's the school called? St. Peter's, you say?
St. Peter's
in York.
In York, yeah.
Okay, good to know. Good
I
to
like
know.
That. I like that indeed. What do they say? The last man to enter Parliament with honest intention.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yep.
William Ainsworth there. What else have we got? Phil Gerrard says, did you know in 1956 school children in France were served wine on their lunch break?
I can believe it.
I mean,
it's one of the things when you always, like, because obviously we do, when we film Madame Blanc, we film it in Gozo, but it's set in the south of France. And people always bring that up. There's always French actresses in and go, you know, we used to have, with our lunch, we have like a little glass of wine, you know, in the middle of filming.
Yeah,
and you're like, coming up. This is set in France, isn't it? But then you just think about the afternoon going, shut up, you hit your mark, you idiot. Yeah. And it wouldn't work. But like, it's a lovely
idea. I
have a
problem with carbs, so in the afternoon.
You struggle with... No, well, I think it's what I've defined it as is the mash crash, if you've had mash for dinner.
Yeah, that's good.
Or the chip dip, if you've had chips. Sometimes that can... The mash crash and the chip dip, I think they're the two main ones. The starch, I think, never good.
Yeah. We have really good catering on this thing that I'm filming at the moment, and it's really good. But every so often, he just makes a weird decision, and I have to get Deliveroo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's really solid. Like, I'm really enjoying the breakfast, great dinner, and fantastic. But, like, pork, I think pork is a very brave choice when you're cooking for a lot of people.
Yes, because it can go tough too long. It can be,
and also just like people, like religious reasons, people don't have it. Like taste reasons, people. I don't know. It's a weird choice. But the other day, he just made doner kebabs, which I thought was, and everyone was just. It's all these crews going. I don't think I've ever had one sober.
No,
is this what they taste
done,
like?
Would you? Yeah,
is this what they taste like?
It's weird, isn't it?
It's a bit odd. Yeah. Patrick Conway says human teeth are the only part of the body that can't heal themselves.
Mm-hmm. The only part, is it? That's really close,
that's interesting. Annoying that, though, isn't it? Because that is the one part that you could really do. Like, I mean, how much money would that save you a year?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of those made-up prices, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've...
The dentist.
Well, you've got your dentist and you've got an orthodontist, haven't you, with two different jobs.
I know.
And you ask the orthodontist things, like, you know, the filling, and they go, I don't know, mate, because they're just basically like...
And then the hygienist.
Surgeons, aren't they? Yeah, they're hygienist. Yeah, they're never fun, are they, the hygienist?
No. just telling you off, aren't they? No matter how much you brush your teeth, I think they tell you off anyway.
No, but they're like, what are you cleaning between your teeth? I am, actually. What size are you using? Oh, right. I thought I knew. I couldn't get it right.
And I tell you, and this might just be my experience, dental nurses always fit. I don't know what it is about the dental nurse's job, but they're always an absolute hottie, and you're at your absolute worst.
You're not.
You know what I mean? Like, mouth open, side of your face numb.
Putting a Hoover in.
And she's sucking dribble out of your face.
Yeah, there's never going to be any sort of.
You got those glasses on.
You got those glasses on. But you never, like the first time you met, I never forget the first time you put that Hoover in my mouth to suck out all my spit. I looked into your eyes and I thought, that's a girl for me. You know what I mean?
Always. It's weird. Anna Graves says, in England in 1752, the day after September the 2nd was September the 14th.
What?
I don't know. She tells us no more, Stephen.
Oh, that's good. She's teased us.
The day after, what happens? Everyone just get hammered.
What year was this?
1752, 10 to 6.
What happened then?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What happened for 12 days? Was it just a massive bender? Maybe it was the end of school holidays.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
And we'll just celebrate it. I don't know. That's a good one, that, because it's making me want to know. But also, have we caught those days up? That's the other thing I want to know. Is it still?
Are we still
12 days behind?
Is that why they invented that leap year with February and then went, right, I've messed up here.
So we'll just
take a day off every year. Every year, that would catch up in like 4 years, you know, 14 years then. Right, every 4 years then. Just every 4 years. We'll nick a day every 4 years.
Nick a day.
Don't forget to change it though, after 4 times 14 years, or else the people born on that, you'll never hear the end of it. I'm only five. You'll have all that going on. That's what's happened there.
Josephine Stevens says, British dung beetles are estimated to be worth £40 million a year to the cattle industry for clearing up cow pats.
Really? And they do it for free, I take it. They don't have a union. I mean, I'm just thinking of Bug's Life.
Yeah, they should do. Oh, gosh, yeah. Imagine they found out how much they're worth at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awful. We should never tell them.
No, keep it to yourself if you ever see a dung beetle. But like that Bees movie with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah. If they found out.
Tony George says there are 2 billion parking spaces in the US. There's only 331 million people.
That's good for parking, though, isn't it? I mean,
great for parking.
Yeah.
It's like a traffic centre.
Well, yeah, that's like Joni Mitchell said, they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. They really did, didn't they?
They actually did. They literally did, yeah. She was right. Mark Mellon, which is a great name.
Great name.
Great name. Sounds like I don't know what he could be. He's like a cartoon character.
He could be. Or, you know, not very bright. You melon. You know what I mean? I don't know. I bet he's had that. Well, let's have a look. How good the fact is, and we'll judge it.
I do like it. The first high-speed train project in Indonesia.
I'm in already. Yeah.
The first high-speed train project in Indonesia is called Whoosh.
Whoosh.
WHOOSH. I wonder if that is an acronym.
It's Indonesia, is it? What would it be?
Indonesian acronym, I don't know.
Well, I know, but I can't think of anywhere in Indonesia that starts with a W. I'm sure there is one, but...
Oh, Mr. Geography over here.
Well, Bali's in Indonesia, isn't it?
Yeah, one place. You can't
That's
then
one
go...
island, to be fair. No, I know, but I think of the, you know, the big
I don't
one.
Figure, I can't think of anywhere beginning with W in Indonesia. I'm just an expert over here. Been to Bali once.
No, I've been twice. You'd think I would have, you know, I know the name of the volcano, Mount Ranjani. I know stuff. I know things. The three islands, Gili Trawangan, Gili Air, Gili Mino. I know places. I know stuff. Lombok. But there's no W.
Mr. Indonesia over here. Unbelievable.
Jason. Absolute Radio. Manford. Where real music matters.
We've got the last couple of facts. Then we've got to pick a winner, Steve.
Okay.
Jessica Wells says, read this and it shocked me.
Okay.
I'm just reading ahead and...
Okay.
It does not
shocked?
Shock me. I know, I'm the opposite of shocked.
Oh, okay.
25% of Britons do less than 30 minutes of physical activity a week.
I'm not shocked.
What part of that shock... Have you got eyes, Jessica? Have you looked out of the window?
Yeah.
25%, a quarter of Brits do less than 30 minutes physical activity a week. The only shocking thing about that is the 25% isn't higher.
But it was higher.
Madness. Gary White says, Shakespeare's epitaph contains a curse for grave robbers.
That's
a good idea, isn't it?
Say that again.
Shakespeare's epitaph contains a curse for grave robbers.
Oh, that's very good. Do you think he insisted on that? And it's written in like...
He probably wrote it.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. Someone reversing.
I don't know how that's happened. That's... my son came up a while ago and took a train set downstairs. That is the remote control for the train set.
Oh.
I don't know how it's turned itself on, though.
That's weird.
Carry on talking. I'll just
crack on, shall I?
It's behind a mattress.
You can't even get to it.
Can't get to it.
Hilarious.
Well, we just have to live with that.
I think the good thing is that it's not annoying. I think that's what's really good about it. And I guess we're just waiting for those batteries to die.
Yeah, and they're good batteries, actually. So it'd be about, I'd say about a week.
Unbelievable. Anyway, All right, well, there's the facts this week. Right, I tell you what, you go and deal what you need to deal with there, Steve, and then we'll come back.
Is it annoying?
A bigger winner. It's not annoying, but it just sounds like someone's reversing a bin truck on your road.
No, it's behind ages. A mattress. You know, I'll get it.
Right, Christ. You go and get it. And
three massive boxes could be anywhere. See you in about 20 minutes.
See you in a minute.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
All right, Steve, we've got to pick a hit me with your best fact winner. Have you sorted that? You sorted that remote control out?
It's sorted, yeah. Well, it was actually a train. It was a...
Oh.
It's a Polar Express.
It was a Polar Express.
Going off.
Setting off early.
Yeah, well, it is that time of year, isn't it? It's getting ready. Yeah,
fair enough. All right, I'll rattle through these facts and we'll pick a winner. Our St. Peter's School in York is the only place in England that does not celebrate Bonfire Night because of their former pupil, Guy Fawkes. In 1956, French children were served wine in a lunch break.
Mental.
Patrick Conway, human teeth are the only part of the body that can't heal themselves. In 1752, it just went from the September 2nd to September 14th. Oh, yeah. Nobody knows why. Yeah. Maybe we do know. We just haven't Googled it yet. Dung beetles are estimated to be worth £40 million a year to the British cattle industry. Tony George said 2 billion parking spaces in the US to cover 331 million people. A high-speed train project in Indonesia, the first of its kind, is called Whoosh, even though there's no places called, starting with W, couldn't see.
No, definitely there is.
Mr. Indonesia. Jessica Wells was shocked to find out that 25% of Britons do less than 30 minutes of physical activity a week.
We were.
Me and Steve, however, have met people, and so we're not shocked. And Gary White tells us that Shakespeare's epitaph contains a curse for grave robbers.
Oh, dear.
What do you reckon, Steve? Have you got a winner?
I mean, I think it's weird, isn't it? Because you've got the one that, on one hand, you've got the, I think the bonfire, the Guy Fawkes fact is good that we can use.
That might come in next week.
Yeah, we could use that one. I think that's very good. But I also want to know, why did we lose 14 days?
Where did those 12 days?
12 days, sorry, yeah, 12 days. You've
already gained two.
I can't think of anywhere in Indonesia that starts with a W.
No,
so
I mean, that's crazy.
Obviously puzzling me.
That's crazy.
So what do we go on? Do we go on what's
puzzling
me? Well,
I'll tell you one thing. Gary, what's that?
Do we go on what's puzzling me, what's relevant, or what's with the 12 days?
Yeah. Well, what the heck? Well, Gary White did actually include the Shakespeare's epitaph.
Oh, go on.
He said, when William Shakespeare died at 52 years of age on the 23rd of April 1616.
He's only 52.
Only 52. Did a lot, didn't he?
Is it? Yeah.
Crikey. He was buried in a tomb that featured an epitaph meant to ward off grave robbers. Good friend, for Eve's sake, forbear to dig the divst enclosed hearth. Here, blessed be ye man, yet spares thy stones, and cursed be he, yet moves my bones. Even in death, I've got not a clue what he was saying.
No. I'd robbed his grave and gone, I don't know what he's saying.
We never did it at school.
Yeah. Yeah, no idea.
No idea, mate.
Absolutely no idea, mate. So anyway, I robbed his grave. Nothing in there. Just a load of black feathers for writing.
Right, here we go. So, what do you want to know, Steve? What do you want to know?
I will take with me the Guy Fawkes quote, but I need to know where we lost 12 days.
Right, okay, so who's your winner?
It's going to be that one, isn't it? It's got to be that one. I just need to know why we've lost 12 days.
Okay, well, give us our 11 days, the English calendar riots of 1752.
Oh, right, there was riots.
The 11 days referred to here are, it's gone 11 now apparently, are the lost 11 days of September 1752, skipped when Britain changed over from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, bringing us in line with most of Europe. The Gregorian calendar is today's international calendar, named after the man who first introduced it.
Greg.
Greg.
Greg's calendar?
We're going to use Greg's. Instead of Julian. I actually trust Greg more than Julian.
No, but Julian, anyway. I think he's Julius Caesar, isn't it? You know,
yes,
this,
it's
don't
from
you?
Empire.
So August, July is him, isn't it? And yeah, August is Augustus. And that's why there used to be 10 months in a year. That's why December is a dies month, which is 10. And October should have been 8, because oct. But it's not, because Julius Caesar and his brother went, can me and my brother have 2 months in the middle? It's all sort of done on the 10 scale. Ah, shut up. You know, that's what's happened there.
Why don't you go at the end? When it's cold.
Well, I ain't doing that. I don't want a cold one, do I?
I want the nice months in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Summer.
So I'm going to go straight in the middle. Yeah,
that's
so
what's
right.
Happened.
Greg and Julie.
Yeah, but the fact that they've rioted is incredible, isn't it?
Well, I might, now I know that it's a fact, I might start rioting now. I want me 11 days back.
I think we should.
I'm going to claim those back. Yeah.
It was before 1752, Britain and the Empire followed the Julian calendar. However, this calendar had an inbuilt error of one day every 128 years due to a miscalculation of the solar year by 11 minutes.
Who's come up with that?
Oh, they keep balls.
This is flawed, this is. What? Well, every 120-odd years. What?
128 years. Cares, don't worry, mate, about it then.
Yeah, no cares. It'll be fine, mate.
By the time they find out, I'll be long dead.
So yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, no paper trail, is there in these days? Even no paper.
the date of Easter, traditionally observed on March 21st, as it began to move further away from the spring equinox with each passing year. Anyway, to get over the problem, they popped in the Gregorian calendar. This is a solar calendar based on the 365 days divided by 12.
Makes more sense, yeah.
Obviously, you got the leap year thing, but we'll forget about that. But yeah, there was a whole civil unrest as people demanded, give us our 11 days.
Oh, it's a very good fact. It's good fact.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Thanks for joining us here this morning on Absolute Radio. Do give the podcast a download and a like and all that sort of thing. It's always very helpful. And there's loads of shows on there. We've got people like Peter Kay and Russell Howard. Loads of great funny people. Sarah Millican, loads of great people. So do give that a listen and a download and a review and all that sort of stuff. You know, like and subscribe, all that palaver. We'll be here this time next week, of course. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your week. Take care.